Prologue. This wasn't supposed to happen. Not in a million years. Not even one day past forever. Because she knew the kind of man he was, and she knew he was exactly the kind of man she had sworn she would never allow herself to have. Yet it was happening. Suspended between complete disbelief and mind-numbing pleasure, Piper McKay found herself mesmerized by Jedediah Booker's kiss. Her lips parted. Her fingers curled around his wrists, though in protest or simply to find something to hold on to, she wasn't certain. What she was certain of, she hadn't expected this. His broad fingers splayed into her hair as his palms cupped her cheeks, holding her in place for his kiss. His lips slanted over hers, rubbing sensuously, and sent spikes of heat burrowing through her senses. It wasn't supposed to be like this. It wasn't supposed to be so sexy. The feel of his hard, muscular body against her smaller one, pressing her against the wall at her back, had her knees weakening at the eroticism of the position. The feel of the hardened length of his shaft as it pressed against the towel covering him, throbbing against her stomach, was almost too intense to bear. She wanted to touch him. She wanted to run her hands over his hard, powerful body and feel the flex of muscle beneath the darkly tanned flesh. She wanted to do more than stand frozen on the verge of fleeing in fear as his tongue flicked against her lips, teasing her to taste him in turn. Just one taste. She could take just a moment to experience what she had promised herself she would not tempt. The wild, erotic promise of Jed's possession. Her tongue peeked out, touched his, then lingered. A moan slipped free, completely against her will and her better judgment as she allowed his lips and tongue free rein in the kiss they were initiating. A deep, rough male growl sounded in his throat as his hands slid from her face and moved quickly to her hips. Before she could process the move, before she could make sense of it, Piper found herself lifted, her legs parting, the soft material of her skirt falling back over her thighs, and the broad, fiery heat of Jed's cock throbbing, hot and naked, free of the towel against the silk of the panties shielding her sex. She could have protested. She would have protested. But it was so good. Everything was just so good. The lush eroticism of the kiss, the heat of his hands against her flesh, the seductive, sensuous pleasure beginning to blaze through her senses. It was so good that resisting was impossible. His hands clenched on her rear, kneading the rounded curves as his hips rocked against her, sending shudders of pleasure racing through her. He slanted his lips over hers, one hand sliding from the curve of her ass, and she found herself gripping his thighs with her knees as his hand pushed beneath the soft cotton shirt she wore. Piper fought to breathe. She was lost in a world of sensation and pleasure. He held her to him as his hand slid up her side, calloused palms rasping against her flesh just before his fingers curled around the bare mound of one breast. Finding the hardened tip with his thumb and rubbing against it, he found another way to throw her senses into complete chaos. Her nipples were so sensitive, so responsive that even her own touch had the power to make her gasp. Jed's touch, so much more experienced, knowing, and had the power to do much more. His touch against the ripened bud had the power to bring her nearly to release. Playing with the little bud, he rolled his thumb over it before gripping the pebble-hard tip between his thumb and forefinger. Sharpened spikes of sensation tore along the nerve endings to her clitoris before slamming into her womb. Piper tightened her thighs against his hips, rocking with him, rubbing herself against the broad thickness of the heavy cock throbbing against the